Let us bring in the man with the plan, Pat Pagano. Pat.
Well, told you it was going to be in the 30s.
Well, it was not in the 30s 2 days in a row. The first day it was like 35. So then on Sunday morning, moved all the plants inside, okay? And I'm glad I did because it got down to 32. There was frost in the area, not at my house, but there was frost in the area. But last year, remember when I told you, I think it was the second week of October where I put the furnace on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the furnace is on now because when it gets down to be 32 and you wake up in the morning and your house is 52 or 53 degrees, so the furnace is on, the plants are in, and tomorrow at 9:30 we be going to fall, right?
9:31, that is correct.
Oh, well, here we are. What can you do?
It was cold up at the cabin, too. Yesterday I took a picture of the digital temperature, just so that some people wouldn't think that I'm exaggerating, because I'm the only one up at 7 a.m. in the morning. I get up on Sunday early to go to church.
So what was the temperature?
It was 36.5. And it was cold. Not inside, though. I have to tell you, my propane fireplace, love that thing. It does a great job. Kept the cabin at night, I'm going to guess 74. At one point, I got up and I lowered the thermostat on the fireplace because it was just too warm.
And also, you had all those holes patched and stuff.
We had the cabin resided. And before they did that, they insulated. So I'm sure that all helped. And it was fine. There was no discomfort at all Saturday night. So that's okay. But, you know, you're still confined.
You're confined to a small
little cabin, you know.
Yeah, but what about going to the bathroom when it's 32?
That's a problem. You have to. That's a problem. You have to. I mean, if you go during the middle of the night, you have to get up, you have to get dressed, you have to make sure you take a flashlight or somebody like Shirley with you, and head up the hill to the outhouse in the back. Not pretty. I said to my friend David, who of course helped me with all the mouse proofing and everything like that, I said, you know, David, if there's one thing I should do next year is I should really, really make a bathroom. And he said, well, you could do that. He said, but you're going to have to get a holding tank.
And no, can't you get one of those chemical toilets?
Well, you could, but, I mean, if you're going to do that, I mean, why just not make a regular bathroom? You know, you get a holding tank. I realize it's more money because he put their dollar signs after that. And I was looking up online, and they said, you know, you could get a holding tank, and I don't need a 1,000-gallon holding tank. You know, I really don't. Probably need 500. So they're saying that a 1,000-gallon holding tank will run about $1,200 just to buy it. So I'm thinking half of that. Let's say 600. And they said the average price to install it is about $1,500. So you're looking at an expense of at least $2,000 there. And then, of course, if you want to make a small little room outside the cabin or attached to the cabin, there's more expense there. So, I would be looking at maybe for about $5,000, and I could probably have an indoor bathroom that I never have to worry about.
And you're adding value to the cabin eventually for resale.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, you get that money back instantaneously. Probably, if you spend $6,000 putting in a bathroom, you probably added $10,000-$12,000 to the value of the cabin.
I agree. Yeah. So that's something to think about next year, not this year. We have 3 weeks left, and that'll be it.
So now, what's going to the weather here? I mean, I know it's going to warm up, but is it going to stay warm?
Right into the weekend.
Okay.
Yep. So sunshine today, mid-60s. Clear tonight, near 40. Tomorrow, low 70s and sunny. Mid-70s Wednesday and sunny. Mainly sunny for Thursday. There'll be a few clouds popping in. 75 to 80. Friday, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. And over the weekend, There may be a lone shower Saturday, but you're in the 70s. There's a better chance of showers, if not late Sunday, Sunday night into Monday. And still on Sunday, you're in the 70s.
And what about the nighttime temperatures?
They'll be in the 50s.
Okay.
So once we get through this today and tonight, we're on our way up. Just as fall comes in, the weather changes. So there you go. And that was it. And we had fun. Saturday we did a real funny skit. We used David's cabin because we needed a sink. We needed a sink in a guest though. And his was very prone to that. So we did the one funny skit on Saturday. And then on Sunday we did the girl group. We called it, we're calling it Lola and the Lakettes. But they did One Fine Day by the Chiffons. And it took time to practice. It was three of them. And it took time to practice to get the background, you know, the choreography down and all of that. But we started practicing around 12. And we finished shooting at 3:30. I would not consider that too bad.
No. 3.5 hours? No.
No. And they all looked really nice. The three of them looked very nice. They all had nice glitter jackets on. The stage looked nice, you know, so it all went well. It's just that I've been singing that song in my head now.
One fine day.
Yeah, you got it. So I've just been singing it over and over and over again. But that's it. So we're on our way, Marshall. Next weekend, we have two scenes Saturday and two scenes on Sunday, which are not bad. These are all different scenes. Then the following week, we do the opening and the finale on Saturday. On Sunday, October 4th, we're free, and if the Lord be with us, Columbus Day weekend, I'm free to do whatever I have to do to the lake, house, and close it up.
Close it up already.
Well, that's Columbus Day.
Yeah. Well, that's not that far away.
No, 3 weeks. Hmm. 3 weeks.
That's weeks. It. And then
I bet you, you know, I was thinking of you over the weekend. I said, I wonder if his ears are ringing. When I heard the news about Ginsburg dying, I thought of you immediately.
Well,
and I said, Marshall's not going to be too happy.
Well, it's, you know, I knew something was up when Trump released his announcement of all who he'd put on the Supreme Court. So you knew something was up, and you had nerd about it. She was a terrific human being.
She was
a terrific woman, strong woman, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to get into politics this morning over this, that, and the other thing because this is so crazy. This is going to be the worst October into November that we've ever seen. With people disliking one another, everybody's so dug in now. It's just horrible. And I just want it all to be over. I want it all to be over.
I agree with you, and that includes COVID.
Yeah,
I would like that to be over too, and get back to normalcy. But again, if you believe some of the head scientists, they're saying that it's gonna take at least until the second or third quarter of 2021.
Past the 200,000 mark. 200,000.
That's incredible.
Really,
and there are some people that don't believe that this is even real.
Oh, there's video of people all the time saying that it's a hoax and everything like that.
Yeah.
And now most Americans, there's always been a certain percentage of Americans that don't believe in vaccination.
Right.
There just always has been. Now it's almost 63% of the people, and this is just everybody, doesn't believe because of what the president is fighting with his scientists. And
right.
There's 63% of the people that don't trust the fact that if the vaccine comes out, that it'll be safe or effective.
I'm surprised it's not more. We were talking about that, and everybody said the same thing, you know. If that thing comes out, you know, by the end of the year, we don't know if we're going to take it right away, you know?
It's amazing. Oh, well. Well, at least we're going to get warm weather, Pat, and that's the good news.
That's the good news department. So take care. Enjoy that. Enjoy the sunshine. And I'll see you tomorrow, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.